It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. For his 70th birthday, Dave Rowe of Altoona asked his wife to join him on a quest. Camp in every Wisconsin State Park campground.
She loved the idea. In 2021, they set off on their Wisconsin State Parks quest. Dave documented their adventures in a blog.
They completed that mission last year, and they join us now to talk about it. Sue and Dave, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hello. Thanks for putting us on.
Dave, in the blog, you write about how the first part of the goal is to live long enough. And I know you had to process a lot of questions as to whether the two of you in your retirement years could accomplish camping at dozens of parks. What concerns did you have?
Well, you know, yeah, I did have concerns. I did have heart problems. I continue to have heart problems. But my philosophy is we decided, okay, we wanted to do these parks, 37 of them. Let's get started, do what we can. And once we got going and we realized, you know, how fantastic they are, you know, we did it in 3 years. So we're very proud of that.
Okay, Sue, so what was your reaction to this idea to camp in all of these campgrounds?
I'm pretty much up for an adventure most of the time, and I usually go along with Dave's various goals or schemes that he comes up with. So, yeah, it just sounded like I thought, well, that sounds like fun. You know, we can go to these different places, and I hadn't realized, I think, how few we had actually been to. And so for me, the revelation was just how much I enjoyed the whole process of doing it.
What I love about this adventure is how you document, and the observations to me are just so wonderful. Like, primitive is fine. A hot shower after a day of hiking is more fine. I mean, it's really, you know, you put it out there. And I'm wondering, Dave, how did you go about writing this blog?
Well, it started saying, okay, I want to document it. And I didn't know anything about blogs, but I wanted to do that. And basically what I did was at almost every night, you got done, you're back in the tent, you're back in the camper. And I would sit down with a three-ring binder and just put down my random thoughts. I always try to put some things about that particular camp, state park. So there's some information on it. And the rest was, well, just me kind of coming off the top of my head with these are my reactions.
And Sue, what did you contribute to these observations and these reactions as you went from one campground to the next?
I think I had a pretty supportive role just when it comes to the blog part. This was kind of his deal. My contribution was, hey, I'll go along with you and I'll look around and I'll kind of say, you know, I'm a lot of times our travel planner when we do traveling. You know, I'm the one that makes reservations. I'm the one that, you know, looks up what to do. Dave likes to be surprised, you know, so I'd be the one going and looking ahead at what there was to do at locations we would be traveling to. And then I'd have to, sometimes I have to convince him, no, you really will like this. Just trust me. But so my job was kind of some of the planning, like, oh, if we're going to camp in this area, are there bike trails near there? So is it worth taking our bikes along, you know, to put them in the camper and take them along? Or is this going to be mostly hiking? Or, you know, how are we going to organize this as far as what we do when we're there? You know, I'm the one who likes to have the trail map in my pocket all the time.
I'll give her more credit than that. Sue is really the organizer. When I started, I thought this is going to take 5 years to do it. And Sue really took over, as I said, the organizing. So all of a sudden you look and say, you know what? We can do Devil's Lake, Mirror Lake, and Rocky Arbor back to back to back and knock off three of them at a time. This is one night. So Sue is really the one that pulled it all together. And that's how we got it done in 3 years.
Well, speaking of the organizing aspect of it, I mean, you mentioned Devil's Lake State Park. How far ahead did you have to plan to camp in the more popular parks?
Usually we started, you know, sometime around Christmas time, don't you think so?
Yeah. Usually in January you were making reservations. Because, yeah, and And there's little tricks to it. So, for example, if you reserve before May, you have to reserve for a minimum of 2 nights. And our goal was to just spend 1 night in each campground. So Dave would reserve Monday night and Tuesday night at one, and then he would reserve in my name Tuesday night and Wednesday night at the next one. And then we'd reserve Wednesday and, you know, so, and then we would just call before we got there and say, hey, we're going to cancel our second night, you know, kind of a thing. And there was a slight fee for that, but, you know, and then after there's sometime in May after that, then you can reserve just single nights. But some of them, like, so for example, Peninsula and Door County, Devil's Lake, two really popular campgrounds. Yeah, you do have to start early. And if you were a family and wanted to stay for, you know, 3-4 days with kids and stuff like that, and not be running around so much, you'd have to start really early because they book up really fast. We were lucky because we were just looking for one night, and so we could usually find a single night in the ballpark of when we were looking. But if you want to stay longer, yeah, you really have to start ahead of time. And to make ours all fit together, sometimes you had to go with the most popular campground, find your one night, and then fit the others around that.
You were really piecing it together. You know, there's the levels of roughing it. You know, you've got some tents, you've got the van life, the RV type of camping. What was your camping style of choice, Dave?
Well, you know, we started out, we've done a lot of hiking and camping over the years. So we started at Merrick, and that was May 3rd, and it was cold. And at my age, you get out of the tent at least a couple times. And I won't go into details, but then we started saying, well, this is going to be tough to do the next 36. And that's where I say we went to the dark side. We started looking for campers, and we bought a camper that really has made a big difference, comfort wise and carrying everything. So we still tented some of them. Some of them are Rock Island, which is a great place. You know, you have to tent it. That's all you have out there in Lake Michigan. But so we kind of mixed it up. So that made it much easier to have a camper or an RV along.
Yeah, there's something about the sound of the rain beating on the roof of the camper that's much more musical than the sound of rain beating on your tent. I'm just going to say that. And although, you know, he didn't really want to mess with pulling the camper on and off the ferry, like going to Madeline Island. So we did Madeline Island and Copper Falls back to back. And so those we just tented at. And it did rain in Copper Falls. So right about the time it was going to start to rain, we would go out to eat somewhere nearby for supper. And when we pulled into Copper Falls, we're like, well, where's a good place to eat nearby? And she was like, well, it's 25 miles to Ashland, and it's 30 miles to go to Iron Mountain or Iron River, whatever was in Michigan. And we're like, whoa, okay. Well, then as it started to, you know, as they kept pushing off the rain. So the rain didn't end up starting, fortunately, until about 4 p.m. But we just drove to Ashland, went and hung out in the library for a couple hours till it closed, then went to the restaurant and had supper, and then drove back. And then by that time, it's like, okay, we can turn in, read in the tent. And it's not like we were like trapped in our tent for hours because of the rain. So
you made it work.
Pretty fortunate. And yeah, the most rustic was, you know, because you really did have to backpack for both Newport and for Rock Island.
We're talking about Wisconsin State Park campgrounds. We have Dave and Sue Rowe and their quest. They stayed in all 37 state park campgrounds between 2021 and 2023. You know, flexibility has multiple definitions, but I'm just wondering, how do you hike trails with confidence in getting up in age and, you know, trying not to have concerns about slipping or tripping in any aspect of camping?
Good common sense. I mean, carry enough water, you know, make sure you're dressed for whatever it is you're doing, you know, layer up, layer down. I mean, you take layers with you. I'm always amazed any place I've been in the country where you see people who are just so incredibly unprepared. You know, good, we're good footwear. I mean, good footwear. I mean, when I see people, I mean, we rafted the Grand Canyon, and it always just slayed me that all of our guides would go hiking on these rough trails and they all wore flip-flops. And I was just like, oh my gosh, that just looks like an accident waiting to happen. But they were all very sure-footed, of course. But I mean, really good hiking footwear, you know, carry
good
water
poles.
With you. Here, yeah, we use hiking poles. I've got bad knees. I've got one that's been replaced, but I've had a number of arthroscopies over the years, and I have knee braces that I wear depending on how strenuous the hiking is. But using the poles, and somebody said, "Well, what? How do those help you?" I said, "Well, they help me going up, and they help me going down." Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, and they're not a huge investment. But yeah, and paying attention to the weather. I mean, sometimes there are. And the state parks do a great job, just a really great job. Every state park has maps of their trails. They tell you how long they are. A lot of them will have a description telling you how strenuous the hike is. So you can kind of pick and choose the hikes that will get you where you want, you know, that will sort of fit where you're at. And, you know, and unfortunately, some of the best views you have to earn, you know, yeah. I mean, if you go to Buckthorn, they have a little observation tower, but it's only 16 steps up because it's a pretty prairie area. And then the next day we went to Roche de Cree, which was, I think, 300 steps to get up to the top of the rock formation up there. Mill Bluff's the same way. You have to go up a whole bunch of steps if you're gonna, you know, get the view. Devil's Lake, I mean, great views from up by Balancing Rock and Devil's Doorway. But boy, you earn it because you're going up kind of stones that are kind of like steps but it's up, you know.
Yeah,
so
so
some of the best views you do have to kind of earn, but at the same time, there's always some satisfaction in knowing you're seeing something that not everybody can see because they don't put in the effort. So, and pace yourself. That's the other thing I would say. You pace yourself, you know, and that makes a big difference.
Sue, you made a great list there. Dave, do you have anything else you want to add to that list?
Well, not so much a list, just a comment. Sue mentioned the staff and so on, and the state parks, we're just, they're tremendous people. I mean, I'm thinking I can barely keep my backyard all mowed and nice. And think of hundreds of acres with playgrounds and beaches and big fields, and then all those hiking trails, and then answering any questions. And well, we've got a great state staff. We're very lucky. We're impressed everywhere we went. And then volunteer groups in many of the larger state parks that without them, it wouldn't be the high quality that they have. So, you know, I got to give kudos to how these are kept up and maintained and run just above everything.
You are always in good company with people who love the outdoors as much as you do, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And people are friendly. You know, in campgrounds, by and large, people are friendly. And Yeah, you know, and there's various kinds of camping. Dave prefers a campsite where you don't see any of your neighbors, you know, and some of them are like that, some of them aren't, you know. I thought Devil's Lake was fine, but he kind of felt like you could look out over the field in front of you and, you know, see 100 other campers or whatever.
Well, I'm so curious, what have you been up to this summer?
Staying alive. I am only partially kidding. We actually had planned this summer. David said, well, what do we do now? And I'm like, why don't we actually go back to places that we really liked and spend, oh, I don't know, 2 or 3 nights there and just really enjoy the area and not be quite, because it, you know, I mean, we were really comfortable and we had our routine down, but it was like, get there, set up, hike, do whatever, you know, next morning, maybe we'd hike or bike or do something else. And then it's like, okay, you know, pack it up, take it down, haul it to the next one, set it up, do what you're going to do, you know, and sometimes we did that 3-4 days in a row. And there were times I was like, oh, there's so much more here that we didn't get to, or there's, you know, it's a really pretty area and I could just stay and enjoy it longer. So our plan was to go back and camp more. And we did do that at Willow River, where we did go over and spent a couple nights there. And,
on July 3rd, I collapsed. My heart stopped. I had to be shocked back alive.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Which they did, and I'm doing okay and recovering. So it kind of put a little bit of the kibosh for the moment. I'm building up my strength again. So we didn't anticipate me dying. But here we are on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yeah, he's actually doing quite well, and we're very fortunate that he collapsed on a pickleball court where there were people nearby who knew CPR, and there was an AED handy. So we'll take this opportunity on Wisconsin Today to say, hey, make sure you have AEDs handy in many public locations, and recommend people get basic life support training because it can literally save lives. So we'll put that plug in too.
Well, that
took a turn you didn't anticipate.
That was not the ending I anticipated, but what a wonderful, wonderful time to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us, and, you know, happy trails.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Happy camping, everybody. Happy camping.
Happy trails.
Dr. Sue and Dave Rowe live in Altoona in their adventures, camping in all 37 of Wisconsin State Park campgrounds. They're documented in their blog called Wisconsin State Parks Quest.